This is Bay Curious. I'm Olivia Allen Price. The Flintstone House might be one of the most well-recognized homes in the Bay Area. If you've ever driven northbound on 280 near the peninsula city of Hillsboro, you've probably seen it. It's just off the side of the road, this group of tubular concrete domes painted bright orange and purple. It's always been an eclectic house, but recent additions have put the house in the news. The owner added large dinosaur sculptures to the backyard, pushing some neighbors and the city of Hillsboro a little too far. When the house was up for sale a few years ago, Bay Curious reporter Rachel Miro got a peek inside. This week, we're revisiting her story, which first aired in 2017, and at the end, we'll talk more about what's happening now with the Flintstone House.
I've been wondering about this thing for years, but it took this assignment to get me to go see this unofficial local landmark.
Turn right onto Berryessa Way, then the destination is on your left.
Siri leads me through a series of Hillsboro streets that look like something out of the Brady Bunch, that is to say, sedate, one-story ranch homes, circa the 1960s. Am I in the right place?
Can't miss it, there it is.
Locals name this the Flintstone House because it looks like one of the domed houses you might see in the 1960s Hanna-Barbera cartoon. And this place does look like it could be home to Fred and Wilma. Everything is round, including most of the doors and windows. And just to stress, this thing is bright orange on the outside.
I'm Judy Mushke. I'm the listing agent for 45 Berryessa Way, commonly known as the Flintstone House.
Judy, is it fair to say this is the most eccentric house you've ever been involved with listing?
Yes.
Mushke says many people are surprised when they walk inside this 2,700-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bathroom home. They expect something cave-like, dark, musty, weird. Instead, the interior is a meditation in cream with orange accents. The current owner, who keeps a low profile and doesn't want her name used for this story, has done a lot of work on the place over the more than two decades she's lived here.
Now, this is my favorite room. We call it the conversation pit. And this is the tallest dome that you see outside.
Inside the dome, in the conversation pit, there's tons of natural light and a great view of the Crystal Springs Reservoir out of the window, which is shaped, as many of the windows in this home are, like an amoeba. Everything accentuates the biomorphic quality of the place. Even the walls are curved. You don't hang a painting, you set it on the floor and lean it back.
But it's cozy. It's really livable. I love the house.
Mushke is showing me around because the owner has moved out to a smaller place, not too far from here. The original owners built the home in 1977.
True to the 70s, there's a step-down wet bar.
The kitchen, remodeled in the 2000s, looks like a biotech lab designed by Gustav Klimt. The glass countertop is shaped like it's spilled into a curvaceous U. Curlicues are drawn into the stucco and the wood doors of custom-built alcoves, unless they're open, lit, and painted bright orange and yellow. The stainless steel appliances are the only conventional things in the room.
It's like pieces of jewelry.
Now, just as you can see the Flintstone House from 280, you can see 280 from the Flintstone House in most of the rooms. But unless you step outside, you don't really hear the freeway any more than you would from the neighboring houses.
Do you want to go outside?
Sure.
It's a gorgeous day.
The Flintstone House is on the market.
$3.2 million is not outrageous in Hillsboro.
It seems, though, like it's been a challenge to find the right kind of person, somebody wealthy enough to purchase this property, but open-minded enough.
Yeah, I think the pool of buyers is much smaller because the house is not conventional.
That's putting it mildly. But I also asked a few architects for their studied opinion.
No, I don't think it's hideous.
Pier Luigi Sereno is an architect in Alameda who also writes books about architectural history.
I find it, in many respects, endearing. It's, you know, an expression of its time.
In the late 1970s, he says, people were more comfortable letting their freak flag fly.
There have always been certain strands in architecture that try to establish some relationship with the organic world.
The non-rectilinear quality of the place makes you think of the famous Spanish architect Antoni Gaudi, or, if you're me, another animated television series.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Seriously, a number of American architects were inspired to try wacky things as far back as the turn of the last century, when a new building technology was developed known as shotcrete. It's a process in which concrete is sprayed through a hose at high velocity onto the frame of, say, steel rebar and mesh frames.
Shotcrete is a way to essentially create a sculptural fantasy that then you cover with this layer of fluid stone.
When you think about it, it's kind of crazy other homeowners in the San Francisco Bay Area haven't built more outlandish experiments like the Flintstone House.
Okay, Rachel, that story was from a few years ago when the house was up for sale, and it seems it did sell, yeah?
Yes, indeed. In 2017, for $2.8 million to Florence Fang, who was the publisher of the San Francisco Examiner.
And now she made some changes right away, it seems.
She did indeed. Kind of looks a little bit like Disneyland from 280. We're talking about stuff that looks like brightly colored mushrooms, 15-foot dinosaurs. There's a giraffe, a mastodon, a sign reading Yabba Dabba Doo, and also some, you know, things like retaining walls, parking space. She's been busy in the backyard, it's fair to say.
And I take it all of these changes have not sat well with the neighbors.
No, indeed. But, you know, I think we should mention, Olivia, there have always been critics since before Fang started making changes. But she's in trouble with the city of Hillsborough because she started doing all of this stuff without getting permission. She didn't get the proper permits. She has not sought to reach an agreement with Hillsborough officials. And so now they're suing.
Wow. All right. Well, Rachel Myro, thank you for this update.
Thank you.
Find the answers to more listener questions in our monthly Bay Curious newsletter. We send it out on the first Wednesday of each month. So if you sign up soon, you will get our next one, which goes out on April 3rd. Visit baycurious.org/newsletter. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price.